All right, patient's name is Lavon, L-A, capital V-O-N, Liebert, L-I-E-B-E-R-T, 2336, 121, Rivermont, A-L-C-C, 90-year-old female who continues to sleep in her A-L apartment but spends her days including meals and free time in memory care, given the progression of her dementia period. 8/2025, an annual MMSE was performed, and her score is now 15 of 30, which is in the moderate dementia category, and a progression for patient period. Patient's interaction with the memory care residents is limited. She will sit at a table for meals with others, and during activities, she may sit at the back and watch what is going on, but not participate, period. And she continues to require a lot of time and attention from staff. Becomes tearful if she doesn't receive it, period. At mealtimes, she'll be seated at a table with other residents, and then she will feed herself and appears comfortable, period. This patient is cooperative to being toileted by staff. All right, diagnoses, severe Alzheimer's disease, BPSD in the form of care resistance, and needy of attention, atrial fibrillation, history of DVT on Xarelto, chronic pain management, CKD stage 3, and HTN. Medications unchanged from 12-8 note, allergies NKDA, code status DNR, diet regular, mechanical soft with thin liquid, code stat, or hospice rather, is Valor. Vital signs 122 over 64, 61, 96.6, 16, 96%, and 162 pounds general. Patient seated quietly in her manual wheelchair, looking around day room. She focused on me and then wanted me to come and sit with her, period. Neuro, patient makes eye contact. She says a few words. She speaks in a whiny, tearful voice and becomes upset if and when I started to have to go back to work, period. She doesn't put effort into interacting with other residents, and when they initiate contact with her, she doesn't respond, period. Patient is oriented to self and Oklahoma. She can voice her needs and is difficult to deal with at times if not getting what she wants. Cardiac. She has an irregular rhythm at a regular rate without murmur, rubber gallop. Respiratory. She doesn't do a full deep inspiration. She has no cough. Wants to talk during exam. I was able to get her when she was just seated quietly, and a couple of respirations were clear. She had no cough, and then later no evident SOB with speech or propelling her manual wheelchair. Just a few paces. Skin is warm, dry, intact, fair turgor. A&P number one. Alzheimer's disease. She's had staging. Now considered moderate to severe, requires direction and assistance with 5 of 6 ADLs. Next is chronic pain management. Patient receives a routine Norco and a lidocaine patch, and that seems to treat any pain that she has, period. Next is anxiety slash depression. Patient receives Buspar 15 milligrams QAM with alprazolam 0.5 milligrams TID and Zoloft 200 milligrams QD. This seems to fairly even her out in comparison to what she had been like before these medications were combined and adjusted in dosage period. She is generally awake and able to feed herself, period. And the next is general care. patient's POA has not yet assigned a funeral home, and hospice has addressed that with him to no avail. So I've spoken with the ED of the facility, who will speak to him regarding the need to identify a funeral home, period. 99350.